Hello, and welcome once again to Catalate at the Kirkside Cafe, where we drink our favorite caffeinated beverage and we ponder a formulation from the Heidelberg Catechism. And we find ourselves at number 30 of Lord's Day 11 under the heading God the Son. Do those also believe in the only Savior, Jesus Christ, who seek their salvation and welfare from saints themselves or anywhere else? No, although they make their boast of him, yet in their deeds they deny the only Savior, Jesus. For either Jesus is not a complete Savior, or they who by true faith receive the Savior must have in him all that is necessary to their salvation. Now, we touched on this a bit yesterday. Sometimes that second God is our belief or our decision to believe or our initiation towards the cross. But in actuality, our salvation is only in him. His salvation alone is completely necessary. His salvation alone is completely sufficient. So we don't add anything to the table except our own polluted selves. 1 Corinthians 1:13 tells us, is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Or were you baptized in the name of Paul? Now, we might say today, no, we would never do that. But sometimes our infatuation with celebrity preachers almost puts us in a compromised position regarding our salvation. 1 Corinthians 1:30 and 31. But of him you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God, and righteousness, and sanctification, and redemption, that as it is written, he who glories, let him glory in the Lord. Again, glory and glory alone in the Lord. And there's much more that can be said from Scripture concerning this formulation, but let's now look at Colossians 2, verse 10. And you are complete in him who is the head of all principality and power. Friends, it's a dangerous thing to claim Christ, to claim to be a believer, and yet put our strength, our reliance on our own ability to believe. It is only because the Father has called us. The Spirit has opened our eyes, made our stony hearts malleable, that we have ears that hear and minds receptive to the Word of God, that we come to know him and love him and are saved by him alone. May we not for a moment think we did anything to merit our salvation. We were dead in our trespasses, and he alone has made us alive. See you tomorrow at the Kirkside Cafe, should the Lord tarry.